All right. You ready? I guess testing. Let me put my level testing up since one, I'm the most important person on this show every single time.
What happened?
I said, no, I got, no. I got to get my levels right.
All
right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh,
all right. all right. Testing.
Testing.
Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere we have stars. Stitcher, Google, Yelp. Whatever, Airbnb, all that, 5 stars.
You're good at that. You're good.
All right?
You really
is. That is all natural. That's all natural. I wake up like that. What's going on, everybody? You guys already know Steely and Cool Kid Dre. Well, if you don't, then you haven't been following the show. If you haven't been following the show, then hurry up and backtrack and catch back up and watch this again.
Facts.
All right? What's going on, bro?
We're just coming straight from the court.
We're gonna get to that eventually. All right, let's talk about serious shit first.
All right, let's go.
Poland. How many? What is this? The sixth international, seventh international.
Yeah, when you say that, that makes me fucking think.
I feel like
six.
It's at least five. Five.
We've been so.
But you went to Poland what 3 times now?
You've been to Poland three times. Yeah. I've been to Taiwan since 4 times.
So this is seventh.
Poland for me, that third one was number 5. So that had to be 8 for you.
Yeah.
8th international tour. Yeah. God damn, bro. That's almost a, you know, once you get to 10, that's a celebration.
You're right. Yeah. You that's some good journalism, man. Damn, that's some good journalism, my man. That was good.
I haven't seen it 8 fucking times. That's crazy.
And this is number.
Can you do me a favor though?
What?
You were talking a lot of shit on the court earlier.
Yeah.
So can you at least talk up on the mic so I get the right level?
Oh, my bad.
You know what I mean? The whole Instagram is filled up with you talking mad shit. You know what I mean? Not gonna mention all the elbows you were throwing and everything.
You threw a lot of bows.
Yo, even the first point. Yo. Didn't he double dribble the one time?
He walked. We said we would get to that.
I don't got a dribble if you touch me.
We said we would get to that.
Just so everybody knows, we just played a game of 21 because we came here to do this interview. But everybody wants to talk shit about basketball.
Yeah, no, everybody didn't want to talk shit. I believe someone was telling me that I don't move well.
You didn't move.
Yeah, but I was talking about movies.
Well, you said that I need a big chair if I need to be an actor because I need to sit in. I'm like, are you basically saying that I don't move? And you said, and Cool Kid said, that's exactly what he's saying.
That is what
then,
I said.
I agree.
I said, yo, you wouldn't say that I move pretty good for a big man on stage. He totally left me alone.
I'm just saying, what's the comparison? I don't know what to measure, but.
And I was like, you see me perform. I'm like, I move pretty well for big man. Niggas didn't want to give me no W's. They just wouldn't totally let me take an L on that. So I was like, you know what? We can go to the court and we can play ball and you can see me move there. We went to the court. Who won?
Did you move?
Who won?
You did win, but the whole argument was about moving.
Steely did win. 21.
Okay. But are we going to skip all the important parts?
We're not
going
to skip.
For the record, I was a very close second.
You were a very close second. Right.
How I missed the winning shot. I took the first winning shot.
More point, he did.
I was the first to 21.
He had a chance to win.
I was the first to 21.
But he didn't.
He had a chance to win.
You know how 21 works. You go back.
Yeah, you do go back.
All right, you never even went forward, motherfuckers.
I finished ahead of you. You don't get to add points.
How did you finish ahead of people?
You go 21 and go back. Like, you don't get to go, well, I had this much. You went back. That's the whole point of 21.
All right,
that's the whole point.
By the way, that feeling just keeps going.
I feel great for you. Man. You still finished your 15.
Going back being like, all right, listen, I got a second chance.
I mean, but you still didn't win. You didn't win.
True.
Right. For the record, still won.
And for the other record, for like 8 points, we didn't guard Cool Kid because we just didn't believe in him.
I mean, I finished struggling for first. I mean, I finished with more points than you, so that's all that really matters, my man.
Let's go back to this.
I just feel technically,
there's no technically.
Technically, you didn't, though.
There is no technical. No,
if he got, all right, you got, hold on, you got to 50.
I scored more baskets.
Hold on. You got to 16. You got to 16. And
he did promise he was going to get to 20.
How many times did you get to 15? 16.
I got a 16.
How many times did you get there? You got one. How many times did he get to 16?
Once.
2 times.
No, you finished with 15. I had 16.
All right. So how many times did he get to 15?
He got to 15 twice.
So then that means that he passed 16 once already.
Right.
So if he passed 16 once, took a shot and missed it, and then got up to 15, if we went to the point of who had more baskets, like
that's not how 21 works.
I know, but he had he did
that's
score
not
more
how
than
the game
you.
Works.
Listen, he scored more than you.
The whole point is to get to 20 and hit the shot.
If I'm 21,
honestly, you don't even know. I'm not gonna front. Understand. I'm petty as shit. I'm gonna let you know how petty I am. If Cool Kid would have just had my back in the beginning, I totally would be on his side right now. But because he didn't, fuck this nigga. I mean, and he lost, and he didn't have enough points.
I'm fine with you.
I'm fine. Nigga,
we got footage.
I done been around the world with this nigga 8 or 6 some fucking time. Nigga can't hold me down when this nigga's talking about my back, about me moving on the. Damn, man. It's horrible.
They perform together. So, you know, like at that point, I used to think that Steely was very energetic. Pound for pound, one of the most energetic people in the business.
That's all I wanted.
I figured, you know, you'd support him, be like, yeah, you are, but no.
That's all I wanted. Can
we go back to Poland?
That's all I want. I just want you to know when you want your wingman to hold you down, this nigga will leave you dry. I'm sitting here like, damn, my nigga, that's it. You can't give me now. I'm like, yo, he said, yeah, you perform with him. How does he move? I don't know this nigga like that. My nigga. You see that? When light skin goes wrong. That's what the fuck happened, my nigga. When light skin goes fucking wrong. Got that W.
I didn't have a point of reference.
You got a W. Then the nigga was like, I don't fuck with both of you niggas. I'm going to get 20 before both of you niggas. What was wrong?
He did say that.
Yeah.
I did. No, he said, I'll at least get 20.
I did say that.
Yeah.
I did say that. Didn't happen.
You should have aimed low. Should have said at least get 11.
I caught you a few times, so I'm good with that. We got holla. I got holla.
Yo, that's but hold on. We got video footage. Do not leave. I need that raw footage, bro. I don't want no edited.
We'll see everybody. As far as you guys are concerned, I won, and I have full evidence, and they have no evidence. All right, so let's get back to Poland.
Yeah,
I saw that wonderful stage right on the water. There was about, like, over 5,000 people there was you guys performing, over 5,000 people in the crowd. And then also, T-Mac brought you guys out.
T-Mac, yes.
We actually brought him out.
We brought T-Mac out.
Oh, you brought him out.
Exactly. Time out on our
set. He came out on our set.
And Time Out held us down.
The song that you guys did together, which is not released yet, right?
He held us the fuck down.
Nah, it's not released yet. They came and shot the video about a month ago. Yeah.
Pulled up to Mount Vernon nothing.
Right.
Niggas pulled up to Mount Vernon. Like, understand this. New Rochelle, Mount Vernon. And they was on some, like, niggas bring us everywhere. We want to be where the hood is. We want to be where the people is. We was in Harlem. We was in Brooklyn. We was in a couple of places.
They moved a lot of places.
They wanted to be everywhere, and I just love the energy. Just the point of like, yeah, just real recognized real. They just wanted to be around the energy, and it was super dope.
Super cool.
It was.
So tell me about like the energy from the crowd in Poland. You know what I mean? I saw you jumping in the middle of the people, and at one point,
Not crowd surfing.
That's enough.
Yeah. Not crowd surfing, but I definitely jumped in the mosh pit.
I definitely jumped in the mosh pit. Yeah.
Cool Kid fucking crowd surf.
I did crowd surf for
crowd
the first
surf.
Time. Yeah. I did.
Your first crowd surf?
That was my very, because I've been saying, actually, so it's not, it's my first successful crowd surf.
Successful crowd surf. Yeah.
I tried to crowd surf.
This nigga did like this. This nigga's like that. He was like, okay, hold on. Let me down. This is in Taiwan.
This is my first
The thing about it, though, bro, is just like, I think he wanted like the reinsurance that, yo, you're going to catch me, right? And I think like he was going to go. And I think someone, even the first two people in the crowd was like, no, nigga, I'm not going to catch you. And you're like, no? No, wait, all right.
Oh, you left for the jump.
The problem was... That's just like life. When you're not really going to jump, you know what I'm saying? If you're not really going to jump, don't jump.
Yo.
So I'm like doing the whole, I'm about to jump. So half of them are ready to catch me.
And half of them are like,
I don't know what you're doing. So I like just kind of jumped. Wow. And all you heard was people yelling like, he's in the crowd. Yeah. So it wasn't.
He was like, no, motherfucker, catch me.
I jumped like in it, like they were supposed to catch me, and they did not catch me. They just kind of let me jump in it, but this was my first
attempt. One guy held you.
One guy held me up, and then this one, I was like, Time Mac, his set was before our set, so he jumped and he did this crowd surf, and I was tight.
The first one was Taiwan.
That one was like
2017.
That was 2017. So since then, I've been like, yo, I'm a crowd surf. And I've just never been doing it. So this one, before we got there, it was like, yo, it's going to be about like 3,000 people here. So like, all right, cool. That's enough people to crowd surf. Mm-hmm. So it got to like 5,000 by the time we got on stage. Mm-hmm. And right before our set, Time Mac went and he jumped into the crowd.
And that nigga didn't give a fuck.
And he ran from the back
And Ray jumped. And another thing about it, when he jumped knee first. Like, yeah. The nigga like, he's like, fuck this. Nigga, like, he's jumping. And this nigga caught him. Like, first of all, somebody caught him, caught the knee too. Like, right.
The knee caught him.
And grabbed everything. Him and put him up. Like, damn,
so I
nigga.
I was like, yeah, if he could do that, I could jump in.
But nah, I'm not going to front, though. The shit that was scary is when Cool Kid did it, he did it, and they held him up, and that shit was fire. This little motherfucker in the front, like, come on. I'm like, come on, what?
Yeah, nigga? He did want you to jump.
He's like, come on. And he's like, the nigga braced himself. He hit his boys up, like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm good. He was like, come on. I'm like, I just walked away and tried to ignore him. He's like, Stilly, come on. Yeah. I'm Stilly. Like, nah, nigga, jump I'm in. Not, fuck
not
you
gonna
mean,
happen.
No,
that's how the mosh pit started, because he's like, fuck that, I'm gonna at least do the mosh pit.
Yeah, that's exactly how the mosh pit started, because I didn't want niggas to feel scared.
I embraced, jumped down.
Yeah, I went down. First of all, I went down and I'm on the mic, and no one can, like, actually, believe it or not, no one can find me. Like,
I had no idea where he was.
He didn't know, he can hear me, but he can't find me. So I'm trying to find an opening. So I actually go to the barricade and I just lift the fucking barricade up and I go in the middle. So they already have a mosh pit.
Yeah.
So in the mosh
pit. Right in the middle of the mosh pit.
And so I hit the dude and the dude's like, no, chill. And I push him and he turns around. And he's like, and he looks up to the stage. He doesn't see me on the stage and looking at me. He's like, yo, you're here.
I'm like, he's like, wait a minute. Nigga. I only saw one black guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, we were the only ones.
Who's this guy?
So he's like, I'm like, let's go. He's like, let's go what? And I pushed him. So when I pushed him, he's thinking like, oh shit, there's a problem. I'm like, no, I'm laughing. Let's go. So I pull him. I pull people around me. And I'm like that. And we're jumping. And niggas is like, yo, this is love. Yeah. So niggas is jumping with me. And we're jumping and we're jumping. This one girl like jumps on my back. So she just jumps on my back. And I'm jumping. And now, boom, you hear Cool Kid, blah, I turn the song. Like, cause we did Soul Food like three times.
Yeah.
So that Cool Kid's like, nah, cut it up, DJ. So, boom, everyone's moving around. I'm not going to say this, bitch. This chick is still behind me, on me.
On his whole back.
And I'm like, yo. And I looked at her, she's like, that. She just drops down, like.
Party over.
I thought we were still going.
But yeah, this was definitely one of the this was one of the biggest shows. Even just coming out, like the energy. Every time this is our third time doing Poland.
Mm-hmm.
We've done this one. Where were we at this? This is
much bigger than other shows in Poland.
In Poland, yeah. The Poland ones kept getting bigger and bigger. This was Poznan. We didn't do Poznan on the first time around. The tour went to Poznan. We missed that show. We did Gdańsk, I think.
Did Gdańsk and did Warsaw.
Yeah. So this one...
No, actually, we did Gdańsk, we did Warsaw, then we did Szechuan.
Session was the last one we did.
Last one. And then we did Poznan.
So to come out and expect the energy, because we know what it's looking like when we go out there and just have people already kind of expecting us. Like, we were walking, like, the day after the show, and we were seeing, like, the posters that were up. Our posters were there for, like, weeks. Yeah. Like, so we were all there. So they all expecting us to be there.
Yeah,
so
they
do a great job. Shout out to Fresh and Dope.
Fresh and Dope. Love Fresh and Dope. You see yourself
on the poster. Like,
it's different. It's definitely different. But another thing about it, I think, honestly, bro, the biggest thing about it is just, yo, just feeling, like, appreciated. Like, just feeling appreciated. Like, on some real shit, just people fucking with the music, fucking with the energy, and just showing love. Like, showing genuine love. You feel me? Like, one thing I've noticed is every time we went out there, like, we've been accepted. Like, we've been accepted. They fuck with us. And then also, it's just, like, they don't have to fuck with us.
Right.
Like, it's not, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really to the point where, like, yo, like, we just really fuck with y'all music. And you see it online a lot, but then seeing it in person... And to see people really fuck with you, really, really accept you well, you know what I'm saying? And really just be able to digest your movement and what you're doing. That's just like, it's life changing.
And there's it's not like we're like co-signed by Fresh and Dope. And like, we're literally just, like on a poster, it literally has our picture and it says from New York.
Yeah.
So like, there's people who already know us, but the people who don't know us, the attraction is, oh, they're from New York.
Right.
Let's see what they can do.
Right.
And we've done shows where other people are from other places, and like, just being a black dude on stage rapping does not mean they're gonna fuck with you. We've seen other people get on stage and people from there, and they're just like, all right. They're just like, all right, it's cool.
It gotta be the vibe.
And yeah, so shout out to them for
And I think it's the contrast between me and Cool Kid, and just to the point of like you have to understand, like, oh, yo, man, go on, Cool Kid's a fly nigga. So like, the girls and shit like that, but the dudes were. But then when I'm getting on hype, the dudes get hype, and then you start to see girls get hype with it too. Which I'm like,
that's pretty, always fun.
Yeah, it's like it's hilarious. Fun. Like that shit is really like that's a dope part. Like when he did Petty, it was fire because like, yo, bro, you just start seeing people doing his clap, and like he's in his mode, and I'm like, cause I'm getting to see this shit from someone taping it, and I'm like, oh shit, this like we're in it. So we don't, we can't, we don't know what the fuck it is. We're just sitting here just trying to, if anyone that's a performer.
No, I will say that this one, I felt it.
I'm not saying we didn't feel it, but to see what it looked
from up there, yeah.
Like, because, bro, like, when we're performing, our main focus is the crowd. If they're giving us energy, nigga, we will, to our last dying death, we're like last dying breath, we're going to go.
Go.
Like, I'm going to fucking go because, bro, like, I need your energy. If you leave that show and if you're at a show at ours and you're thinking about anything else but us,
mission failed.
It's a mission failed. Mm. We want you to fucking like, yo, bro. I want to take whatever troubles, whatever issues, whatever problems you've ever had. I don't want that. I don't want you thinking that for that fucking 40-minute set, the 50-minute set. I don't want you thinking that at all. I want you to just literally be like locked in.
Is that how long your set was in general?
Yeah. Well, and like to the point. Well, no, this one was 40 minutes. Was this 40?
We made it. We probably, let's put it like this. I think we were assigned like 30.
Yeah, but we
but made it. Like added Soul Food in like 3.
And times. Then actually bringing Timex to
and then Timex, yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm trying to like. It was supposed to be 30, but we got like, it was like a 40 minute set.
That's what happens when they fuck with you.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they be trying to give us long sets even more.
They really do. It's exhausting. I ain't gonna hold you.
I was gonna say, how is it like putting all that, a whole set like that together? First of all, like,
nigga, we are, you know, the one song. I'm sorry. Let me be honest with you.
Are you including in like fillers on top of the
song? I gotta be honest with you. In all honesty, this nigga's the worst. This nigga's truly the worst. Because you know what? And you know why? He's the worst, but he makes me the worst because he's so good at selling things. Like, he's so good at making me feel confident that we're okay. I'm like, yo, son, we don't even have a set yet. Nah, we gonna have that shit. I'm like, but bro, we're about to do a 40-minute set. We gotta have, yeah, don't worry, nigga. We got it. And I'm like, but bro, what are we doing? We'll do it. I'm like, my nigga, like, we should rehearse.
No, we got it.
Yeah, I'm like, we should rehearse. He was like, what do we got to rehearse? We perform all the time. I'm just like, but my nigga, we should definitely rehearse. And he's like, nah, we got it. And I said, yo, Kukan, I'm not fucking with you. Get to the fucking studio, let's rehearse. Here, you want to be all emotional. We get here. We're fucking rehearsed. So I'm like, yo, he's like, so then he's putting the songs together. And I'm like, so what are you going to do there? He's like, I don't know yet. I'm like, what the fuck you mean you don't know yet? What are we?
You have this. What is it, where you
yo,
have
but it's to the point where, bro, like, all right, look, my songs are set up. His songs are kind of set up. Last minute, I mean, bro, we've been at shows. You've been with us at South by South. He literally is picked at that moment. You know what? I'm gonna do this.
I'm famous for doing that.
Yo, bro.
Last minute. No,
it can be a hold on, bro.
Is it because you're indecisive or what is it about you?
Very
your
indecisive,
bro.
Very
we indecisive. Have performed songs. We have performed songs. For 2 years straight that are not even recorded yet.
Very much so.
He's performed songs that is not even out. It's not recorded. He's not like, yo.
It's recorded, but it's not like the hook. I have literally a portion of the show where I just perform hooks of beats that I made.
And then people are like, this, where can I find it? It's not out.
Not out. But they fuck with it.
Yo, hold on. Yo, hold on. Gianni even knows. Gianni, hold on. What is this? Some of your favorite. It was a time Gianni did some. Just shout out to Gianni. To shout out to Hip Hop Hermits.
Right.
He did a joint for us. He added the joint. He was like, yo, I like this song. Where is it? I'm like, it's not out. It was It was the joint. Wait a minute. Talk about it. Remember the joint? Yeah. yo, it's not out. It's not out.
Are you afraid that eventually, like, you know, time is gonna pass on these songs?
I'm not worried about that. I think just I'm indecisive and I have control, so it gives me a sense of comfort. So I know I can put whatever song I want, and I can gauge this. I can literally wait to the last minute and go, oh, this crowd doesn't look like they're like this. All right, cool. Let's change that. Most artists don't have that luxury because they don't really like, you know, you don't really understand how to put things together and change this. Like, I'm literally like editing everything on my laptop as the.
Shaking his head.
Nah, because it's a real thing. He's pointed out to me. He's like, well, this luxury that you have puts you in a place of too much comfort, to where you have too much control. And, you know, he don't like that shit. You know, he don't like that shit. And it's understandable. For me, I'm like, let me just make sure your side is
good. But how about putting the song together and actually, like, putting it out?
The thing about it is those are songs that, like, I was never planning on ever putting out. They were, like, songs I did the beat for. I was like, let me just put a hook on it. So, in my mind, they were never my songs to begin with. I was always just doing the hook and, like, maybe somebody else will grab it or something like that.
But it is our songs.
Yeah, so now it's
all our songs, actually, now.
Now they are. Initially, when I did them,
Butterhook is our song. What's the name?
Scenery actually
scenery
is
finished. Your scenery song. Scenery is finished. That's your song.
Scenery is finished. I was doing Scenery. I was doing Butterhook. I was doing
Jewels on.
That one's not.
That's not. Yeah, that's nobody's.
And I was doing another one. I've been doing hooks for a while. That's kind of just been my thing. Yeah, I've been doing it.
Because so I think the main focus to him. Because yeah, like I will say that. A lot of shit. The thing about it is was. I'm not saying it's the best or the worst, but it works for us. A lot of shit is trial and error. Yeah. Like, a lot of shit is trial and error. A lot of shit is just like, yo, his main focus is like, yo, I have to hype this crowd up. So whatever I have to do to hype this crowd up, I got these records. Fuck it. Let's do it. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but then what about after that? He's like, yeah, we'll worry about that when we get to it. But let's just do this part.
Let's get to this part. Because it's so much about, like, when you have a crowd of people who, like, some of them know your music, and then everyone else is like, well, who are you? What are you doing here? It's like, yo, I got to sell you on whatever the best I got. Whatever mm-hmm. the best version of what we have is going on, what's going to be best for the show, that's what I got to do.
That's the fact.
And that's not even just Poland. That's, you know, SOBs. That's South by Southwest. That's,
yeah, we're just going to go right into that.
Yeah.
From Poland straight into a hometown show at SOBs.
Yeah, that was crazy. So, shout out to Osmond Benjamin.
Shout out to Osmond, yo.
Osmond Benjamin was headlining.
Mm-hmm.
We're redoing this interview, actually, just I'm going to put that on the record.
Yeah.
On the record that we had some equipment failures.
I mean, hey, no one got to know that.
But you know what?
Be real with your fans. Okay, there you go. Keep it real with your people.
We're going to make mistakes.
Shout out to Osmond and Rod Producer.
But we're going to be perfect.
Yes.
And,
shout out to
that's
all
why
them.
Everybody follows us to begin with.
There we go.
But no, you always keep it a buck. But no, yeah. Shout out to Osmond and Rod the Producer, definitely.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how'd you link up with them originally?
Anyway? I've known Rod Producer through my homie Akil Ali. That's the homie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I met him through here. But I met Rod before
we had
that.
On the show, by the way, guys, yeah. So you guys can go back
definitely.
And check out
boom,
that.
Boom.
You know, nice little plug.
I met Rod at South by Southwest before that, but then Akil mm-hmm. he reintroduced us. And then
what year was that at South by? That was 2016, I think.
So,
it was my first year there.
Yeah, so then when I met, when I met him, I always knew of Osmond. We always knew the same people. A lot of people tried to necessarily put us together a lot. Like my man CL from DigiWax and a couple other people that I knew. So that's how we kind of got, once someone finally linked us together. And then also just, I guess Real recognized Real. Like he's a dope fucking artist. He's a dope
super
dude.
Dope.
And he's a genuine dude. Him and Chris Rivers and all them, they're dope artists. So like we kind of rock with it. And then he hit me up on some I wish that everyone can have that respect where it's to the point where like, yo, you fuck with someone and they fuck with you. And it's not like the ego shit is like, I'm already who I am. And you're already who you are. And that doesn't affect anything we're doing.
Right.
So he hits me up and was like, yo, man, I'm doing this show. Like I need you on the show. And like, you know what I'm saying? They said I could pick a couple people and you're one of the people, Rod and me and Rod wanted to pick you. And I'm already, like, I'm not going to front. I canceled a show in Poland to come back and do it.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. We canceled a show in Poland to come back and do it. And the thing about it, too, bro, it was just, like, it was a dope show. I wanted to be there. I let my people know. I even let people know also in my tag, like, yo, this is not my show. This is Osmond's show.
Right.
But pull up. I'm coming. Like, you guys should pull up. And, we packed it out. And it was super dope. And I just think, like, yo, when you respect artists and you fuck with niggas, like, yeah, do it. Like, I've seen cats have egos where to the point where, like, yo, like, you're not really even doing numbers and you have an issue with opening up from someone. And I'm like, yo, if you don't even have that following yet, why the fuck do you have a problem with opening up? And I do have a following. And I still don't have a problem with, like, opening up for somebody or do something like that. Because if it's a dope show, it's a dope moment. You want to be part of history, right. Or do you want to? You want to be part of history?
You want to be part of a dope event.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know, like, yeah. Or you want to sit here? Or you want to sit and argue about it?
Yeah. We're not here to try to like.
So that's what that was the whole point of it.
Different levels of shit. You know what I mean?
It like, is.
It's
like
it is.
You know, this is not the moment where I feel like people have to kind of. We're not competition. You know
yeah.
I mean? I'm not an artist, but you guys are artists. But it's not competition right now. Everybody should be working together and moving up.
Everybody
There's
should be working
enough people listening to music for everybody.
But even you know, exactly. But even with podcasts,
to you doesn't mean that they're listening mm-hmm. to you.
But so, even with podcasts, exactly. I've seen you work with different people and fuck with different
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
I think that's needed. I think that's very much so needed. I think the problem with New York hip hop or New York music, we don't seem like we stick together. We don't seem like we click together. Cats in the South, cats in the South, like, and even in the West Coast, they stick together more.
Cats in Poland.
Poland's way, exactly. We've seen Poland. It. And it's like, yeah. The funny shit about it is like, yo, bro, like, I put that in a bar not too long ago. I said, like, what's the sense of having the crown if nobody watched the throne? Like, what, like, why everyone's sitting here fucking fighting for shit, but no one's watching us. Like, no one's eyes is on us. So you sitting here fighting, saying you're the best of what if no one's looking at it?
Right.
What's the sense of doing that? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like, I'm from the 9, 914. Like, no, we can't sit here and be fucking fighting for you, fighting each other if no one's fucking looking over here. Like, yo, I'm the best in New Rochelle. Nigga, you can have that.
Right.
Don't I'm fine nothing. With that. Like, that shit don't do nothing to me. Like, let's get the town to the point where let's get 914 up there where everyone's looking, and then you can realize that. And you know what? Then when that comes, it's not up to you.
It's up to the people.
Right. And that's the problem. You motherfuckers, the niggas is sitting here worried about fucking 3-block radius, and you niggas ain't got no one fucking looking at you. You sitting here talking about all the shit you're doing, and you throw a show, you got 6 people showing up. Bro, get in the loop. Fuck with people. Let's see how we can build. If you here to destroy it, then nigga, stay by yourself. Like, it makes no sense.
And even in that, like, if you throw a show and you got 6 people there, that's great, bro. Like, build on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people are afraid to, like, see what you can actually do. Like, I had to learn test that from it. Him. Like, he's like, yo,
you gotta test the
put
waters.
Yourself out there. See how well your show is. So, cool. You don't want to see how your draw is. Go do open mic. Is your show that good?
Yes.
When you perform with other people at these open mics, are people drawing to you, or are you always feeling like, damn, I could have did better. Damn, I could have better. Like, before I started linking up with him, he'll tell you, before we linked, he was doing open mics throughout the entire city. It was funny when we finally started linking up and doing shows, he was like, yo, what other shows have you done? Son, I literally had just done like the exact same spots. He was like, yo, I did this spot, this spot. So, but he had done
30
like,
shows one summer.
Yeah, like right the summer before we did the first South by Southwest, I was like, yo, I didn't feel like my performance was up to par. Like, I did open mics and stuff like that. But I was like, I'm not really getting it. And I kept going and I kept going and I kept going. And like, regardless if all my friends came or if I had like brought out 15, 20, 30 people, or if I brought out 1 or 2 people, one girl I was talking about at the time, it was more about, yo, I need to be dope at my show, period. So that if somebody comes through, they know what I'm capable of. And that's how I was able, that's why whenever I perform and I get in these places and when the door opens up for me, I'm never worried about it because I know I can step up. So if you're not going to be somebody who brings out a draw, if you're going to say, I don't want to do that, at least if someone gives you the opportunity to say, yo, I'm going to have you open up for me and I'm going to have 5,000 people there, do you got a set ready? Are you good enough to perform in front of 5,000 people? Mm-hmm. Not a slight on you, but have you put in the work? Do you know, do you have the moves? Can you control a crowd? Do you know how to, okay, I should change this up? Like, there's so much that goes into a performance.
So much.
So it's like, I just feel like, in general, people just need to get more comfortable with, like, getting in tune with your craft, like, whatever that is for you.
And they're not willing to try it. Like, everyone's a fucking critic about what they're doing, and they never done nothing yet. Like, stop fucking criticizing and telling what niggas ain't doing if you never done it.
Right. Criticizing yourself.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong. Yo, bro, there's nothing wrong with failing. There's nothing wrong with, because it's not a fail if you're learning from it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, really
that's
do something.
That's the best way to improve.
That's the best way.
Try it, fail.
That's the best fucking way. That's
Uber how fact. Uber fact.
Sure, this is still recording, is it?
Nigga, it better be.
We got a couple of mixed minutes, but looking on Instagram over here at all the jokes.
Gianni, oh man, you
know. G, what's going on, man? Happy birthday, brother! Yeah, happy belated birthday, Gianni, man.
We have a beer for you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, man. Actually, you know what's funny? G was at our very first show we ever did together.
Yes.
And the very first show we ever did together was Manhattanville. Yep.
That's a very fact.
That was the very first show.
Were you recording at that time for them?
I think he was. I think he recorded it.
Yeah, I wasn't doing video at that time.
Yeah, he was just...
I had other people doing it.
He was running a... what's the name? What was that?
What's it called?
What's the joint show I used to do?
We got the poster.
The music series that you guys used to do.
Manhattanville. Urban Live. There it goes.
You don't like Urban it? Well, it happens.
All right.
Well, yeah, that was our first show.
What do you, last question before we wrap it up. What do you guys feel about, like, playing your music on stage, you know, your full track, and then performing over it? The other side of things is where you just play the beat and you actually perform the song and people will listen to you performing.
That's a very good question. You have that discussion with somebody before?
Like, I was just always thinking about it.
Okay.
You want to answer?
We'll do a two-part. So I feel like that decision should be based on your crowd, your show, or something like that.
Because I feel like we've had the discussion as well. Performing, let's put it like this. Overseas, we are more likely to perform with the track just because it's a language barrier. So a lot of times when you're on that stage and they're hearing the music, just hearing the words in general is already a struggle. But let's make it at least somewhat easy where they can follow the cadence, they can follow the flow. Because when you're performing without the music, you have this, like, especially him, he has this natural flow where he's just kind of like, it's different from the song. Like, we perform Soulful without the beat, and, like, he's been flowing it differently, and it's hard to kind of catch. So in a space like that, when you really need people to hear the song, or, like, when I'm performing Petty, I perform Petty with the words there because it's, I'm promoting the song. It's so much more about the song. In a space like SOBs that we did, there's no, you know, straight words because they can hear it. I'm close enough to where you hear, I can hear you. It's an intimate show. I guess at that point it's dependent on what are you trying to promote? Are you trying to promote your talent or the song?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's a long
answer. So that's the difference between the two.
So yeah, I actually agree a lot with what he said. But another thing, just to add on to that, to piggyback off of that, when you're performing in front of 5,000 people, or like 4,000 or 2,000 people, with that many people, they're not gonna be. It's not about actually your performance of how well you can say something. It's really more about energy and keeping them up and keeping them going. And with the track, it's so much more about making sure that they're in tune the whole time.
Right.
When you're sitting here trying to spit and you're rhyming and it's just you and it's just you, the mic and the song and no ad-libs, and no track, it's so hard for them to necessarily try to like zero in when there's so many people, like there's so many sounds, there's so many things going on. Mm. Now, an intimate show, I definitely think it should be, no track. It should just be the beat, the instrumental. Yeah, I mean your TV track. But when you have like a big ass fucking crowd, no. And also, another thing about it is you have to reserve your energy.
Yeah.
Like you have to understand this. Look, like people, Cool Kid has to sit here. He backs me up, but then after yelling and screaming, he has to sing. He has to turn that whole shit around and sing about for four or five songs. That's about like 6 to 7, 6 to 9 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like he was just straight singing.
So I need the track.
It definitely, you have to do that. And then you also have to understand that it's so, like, and I have to like just make people understand this. And we saw this when we were at South by Southwest.
I was just about to bring that up.
What, DJ Drama?
Oh, no.
Which one you was going
to do? No, I'm going to let you do the DJ Drama joint. I'm going to tell you about it.
DJ Drama. Yo, we saw DJ Drama control a whole. Oh, something happened.
It's dead. For dead.
Can we record the rest of this? Because I think I might have just ran out of memory.
Should we pause?
Basketball.
What, you said memory or battery?
Memory.
Because I can give you another card.
It looked like it died. How does that work? Do we just stop where we were?
Like,
do we
know.
Do so I should like freeze?
Cold, <baby. laughs>
just stay exactly where you
are. And then you have to kind of like know where you were just, you know, talking.
We were talking about
DJ
Drama.
And then like
go
right. Huh?
Hold that position.
I don't know my position. Yeah, it looked like that. Look at little bit, Jeff.
Gee, man.
Yo. And yeah, you know you came a long way, bro.
My guy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I was thinking about that on the driveway.
Were you? Were you? Because your birthday just came around and you start reflecting on life.
Yo, he was the quietest motherfucker. He wouldn't say nothing.
He was saying nothing. Hilarious. So what's up with this documentary?
Oh. Peep it. I've actually called Gianni. That's why this is funny. Scene. I called Gianni. He's totally directed me to Matt. Like, I don't really handle that. Talked about that. You have to talk to Matt. I said.
Well, that's what we had agreed on. Just to talk.
I wasn't even gonna bring. I wasn't even gonna bring shit to him. I'm like, I'm gonna see you, Gianni. It's all right, brother. So he was, he dead ass an just threw me to the west.
Gotta get an answer.
Oh, you wanna move that bag actually over?
I don't think so.
Alright, so you talking about DJ Drama?
Nah, yes. DJ Drama, like, one thing, that's something we learned from. We saw DJ Drama control a whole entire crowd with, like, he doesn't even have records. All he was doing is playing hit records, and he had the crowd going back and forth. And the main thing that we saw what he did is he directed and controlled the crowd.
Right.
And, like, that's, yo, believe it or not, if you really look at, like, even to the point of the elite artist that's in the game now, when they're performing in that type of big stadium, they're not performing. They have the track playing. And most of the time, it's actually the fucking crowd performing the track more than they are. Your job is to, and once again, like I said, your job is to literally, if that crowd's not tired, if that crowd, and if there's any way or any time that that crowd's on the phone or thinking about something, if they're not taping you or trying to capture this moment, the nostalgic moment that you're trying to give them, I feel like you failed.
Yeah.
It's so much more about how, it's so much more about them. It's so much more of a service about like, yo, I want you to have fun. I want you to release energy. I want you to be tired as shit. I want you to capture this moment as much as you can. If you're thinking about anything in your life outside of this, it's the wrong time. You did not do your job. Word. And that's why I like the track and all that shit. Like, bro, people, and yo, son, I'm sorry, the shit, it got emotional because, bro, niggas knew our records.
Yeah.
Bro, like, what the fuck, bro? He's from Mount Vernon, New York. I'm from New Rochelle, New York, bro. This is literally...
Go to Poland and they're singing along.
Motherfuckers know your record?
Yeah, that's why. It is fucking... And plus, I saw the picture of that stage and it was like a huge narrow stage to where you can like literally walk out and be kind of like in the middle of the crowd a little. So that must have felt even fucking more.
It was like they're on all sides. It's like they were here, there.
The footage was crazy, bro. Yeah. Oh my God.
It felt like that. This is one of those times
with the water on the side, that view.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That shit was real.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So that was Steely and Cool Kid Dre, straight out of Poland.
Do you have a noise?
I don't.
Like a trademark?
A trademark noise. Because I've been doing like the sports and then, and I'm like, I feel like you should have a thing.
You should have
something. Maybe
I knew that was, I talked myself into that.
Yeah,
that.
I saw that coming. I definitely saw that coming.
Because the way you said it, it made it seem like you have some ideas that you want to put together. Which
I love not being like the technical nigga. Like, I love being a nigga like, I don't know
actually. What are you thinking? And we'll be talking more into this. Maybe by the next episode, you'll hear a little jingle at the end because Cool Kid.
Definitely, because Cool Kid's going to do it.
And he's going to.
I'm down for jingles.
Walked himself right into that one.
There we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to follow him at Steely0914 and at Dre the Coolest. And on all platforms, same thing?
All platforms.
All platforms, the same thing.
Make sure to check out their music. And if you're from Poland, you're already checking out their music.
Yes. Well, gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
There's a war going on outside. This shit is genocide. White people knocking my music. My flow is gentrified. I'm in the crib knocking off, trying to catch a vibe. Ain't nobody gave me that feeling, nigga, that's still alive. I jump up in the sky, I blew a check. You want a blue check? We got different meanings of verified. I'm two-faced, peep the Gemini. I pray to God when a nigga feel the devil vibe. Like angel hair, nigga, mixed with the devil pie. I'm with the gang, you with the pigs, a different set of guys. You wouldn't testify, but you would testify. Nah, nigga, please chill, don't let it fly. Billie Jean stunting, you step wrong, promethazine something. I mean, I lean something. Me and Cool Kid like the 87 Lakers when we get between something. Or with that hug, hit Kareem something. Nah, nigga, it ain't your usual. No melodies, no musical. This that bagging up, still got coke in your cuticles. But come through and bag your widow at the funeral. Different, my neck. Shit, man, I'm getting bigger, my neck. But still humble, man, it's sticking in my neck. Hold up, niggas don't live for the glory. But shit, then each his own. Close my eyes, face on my fears, and then I reach my zone. Niggas talking kings out here, and they some fucking clones. What's the sense of having the crown, and nobody watch the throne? I blame the ones before us that left no footsteps to lead these niggas out the forest. Ironically, you wasn't informed, so you became informants. You wasn't cut from the cloth, but act like you wore it. You niggas really harmless. Only the weak and the blind is stuck up in the gauntlet. We was truly designed to learn from the losses. A bunch of youngins that's crying, that wish they had their fathers. Well, shit, I guess that's just all us.